What we're here to do today and during this presentation is to, we're at another historic moment in ACA history. And this follows the historic moment last year when we unveiled the Big Red Book last year at last year's convention about 1 year ago today. And the ACA Fellowship text is a Steps and Traditions book. It's a handbook. It's a workbook. Meditations are in here. It's what the fellowship asked for in 1991, a comprehensive text with shares, with exercises, and so traditions, everything. We put that in there, and we got it done over a two-year period after we had a lot of input for years and years, a lot of shares that were gathered, writing, editing, all that went into the the creation of our fellowship book. So that was historic. We're adult children, and my group is the New Haven group, New Haven ACOA. It is 20 or 23 years old, and we call it ACOA in Oklahoma, but we know ACA is the same thing. So we're here to unveil the 12 steps of adult children. That's the title of the ACA 12-step workbook. 12 Steps of Adult Children. And these, what you're going to see here in a minute, some of you actually have already seen them, we've sold them, and you're going to see some of the first editions of our new workbook. And this fellowship text, the workbook, as I said, was prepared by the Handbook Committee under the guide of the ACA, WSO, and I'm going to go into a little bit of how that process went for the last couple of years, and I'm going to let you see the workbook, and if you want to purchase some, you can. Once again, first edition workbooks, brand new stuff, hot off the presses, and if you want to, you can read all of, I'm going to show you some of the process or talk about some of the people who were involved, but if you want to read more about it, you can get one of these. This is our fellowship newsletter, and there's some complimentary copies there. You can also subscribe to it. And this is a special edition about the workbook, how we did it, how it came together. And there's even a special edition insert inside. So that's kind of cool. The workbook is essentially chapter 7 from the ACA text. And chapter 7 in here is the 12 steps chapter. It's a 200-page chapter. And everything you need to work the steps is in the red book. It's a contained chapter. You can work all the steps from the red book. It's very detailed. There's exercises. What we did with the workbook, and I'll go ahead and show it to you, is we took, yay! When we were doing the red book or the big red book, we took chapter 7 and reformatted it into a larger format and added some features that are not in here. And some of the features are questions at the ends of steps 1, 2, and 3. And then there's an integration component or an integration exercise in step 10 about the laundry list traits, or that's the problem statement. It's, we talk a lot about integration of the traits. We remove the defects of character. Hopefully a higher power removes the defects of character in step 6. But the laundry list traits were survival traits that allowed us to get through sick and dysfunctional families. And we think that they're rooted in step 1, and you take the path of integration typically with those traits. They're like friends that have to be retired, or friends that have to, or kind of dysfunctional protectors that have to be set aside, because the laundry list traits in my life were pretty destructive. Fear and authority figures, staying in relationships that were unhealthy long before I should have left or not even gotten involved. So those traits have to be retired or integrated. That's a feature in there. There's also a feature on, I'm getting ahead of myself. But there's a feature on hearing a fifth step. Has anybody heard a fifth step? Listen to somebody's fifth step? Cool. We have a lot of experience in our fellowship. We work the fifth step, there's also, the act of service is hearing a fifth step. And how do you do that? And so this is from fellowship experience, how to hear somebody's fifth step. So that's in the red book as well. And I'll explain these covers. I'll save that, the trees. As I said, it's reformatted basically, but it's there's added features. But everything you need is in here as well. You can have this anywhere and work the 12 steps, or you can take these together and this can complement the Red Book. Or you can work this alone in a group. We had a group in Oklahoma actually start. It's called the Inside Out Group. They actually started a meeting with the workbook, actually a draft of the workbook. And so now they'll have these as well. We began developing this in July 2005, and it went through a two-year process. And you'll read here in the comm line that that where I'm from in Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's been some adult children meeting for 2 years. When the first draft came out in July of 05, we immediately started working it and fixing some of the exercises, filling in some of the holes, explaining things better. And that's how the tree came about, actually. excuse me. And then in other parts of the USA, and you'll read in here, like Marianne or Mia in, I think, Westlake Village, they got some drafts. And so they were reading the workbook. A little bit while later, we went to Chicago. I went to Chicago, and we unveiled the book up there, and we also sent some workbooks up there. So Chicago groups have been looking at the workbook. Florida, Tammy in Florida, and Bill S. in Florida. They all had the workbook. So we had a draft of the workbook, working it and writing it, and people doing their fourth step out of the workbook. We've already had people do fifth steps out of the workbook. They've got their eight-step amends list. They're making amends. They're doing the guided meditation that's in a step 11. And they're doing the service and carrying the message in step 12 from the workbook. So it's been a great process. And that not only happened in Tulsa, but it was happening in other places across the USA. Sent one of our delegates, a person from Denmark, Lisa, was here in April. And we sent a workbook back with her to Denmark. So the workbook's getting out across the world the way that the Red Book is. Just about done here. You know, I want to thank again the convention committee for allowing us to be here and present this at the convention, and thank everyone involved who was involved with the workbook. It's really a you know, ACA is 30 years old this year, and we've relied a long time on some very fine literature outside the fellowship, and it's been great. I mean, Bradshaw and Black and Stephanie Brown and all those great writers, and we've always had the potential, too, to write our own literature, and that's what this represents. This is fellowship experience and shows that adult children can, with their own experience, strength, and hope, can say, this is what ACA recovery means to us, me, I, and this is how we work it, and this is how we recover from trauma and neglect from the family, how we recover from dysfunction and live to be truly loving parents or reparenting ourselves, myself, with gentleness, humor, love, and respect. This is how we nurture the inner child, and this is how we... and I say we, I'll speak from the I. This is how I say I have worth and I'm lovable. And my parents were sick. They passed on what was done to them. It's generational, but I can change my thinking and acting and self-hate towards myself. Not only change self-hate, but begin to embrace self-love. I'll close with the tree, the laundry list tree, and this is the laundry list tree, and a comment I said earlier, we believe that the laundry list traits, which are the problem statement that we read, Tony A. was the author, and it's Tony Allen's birthday tomorrow. Does everybody know who Tony Allen is? He was the primary author. The Allatine started ACOA in about 77, and Tony showed up pretty shortly thereafter. And you had the beginning when he wrote the laundry list of ACA. And the laundry list traits, the problem, are the branches, and the defects of character are the fruit that come off that. And we believe that The loneliness traits are grounded in step one. Whenever we say we're powerless over the effects of family dysfunction or alcoholism, the effects are the loneliness traits. It's that behavioral survivor behavior to negotiate life in a dysfunctional home. And those traits are rooted deeply. And it takes a while to lay them down, I guarantee you, to lay them down. So that's a laundry list tree. It shows you that distinction. The character defects, you know, in step six, we pray for removal. And some go right away and some don't. Some hang on for a while. So when you go through the steps, you know, you get to the recovery tree. And you get a chance to see the integration, the reparenting, and emotional sobriety, which comes from integrated traits, which comes from step work, which comes from a gift of a higher power, and change relationships. That's what emotional sobriety, a lot of emotional sobriety is about. Our template relationship as children was with dysfunctional parents or caregivers. And that template relationship established for me, anyway, the pattern of my other relationships in life. You know, I brought a wounded inner child to every relationship I ever went to, and it was always the same. I'm coming into this smiling and trying to be upbeat and happy, but I feel really deficit here. I really feel like this is not going to work out. I'm going to once again be abandoned, and this is not going to work. And that's every relationship, whether it was an employer or going to a job, whether it was a romantic relationship or a friendship. That wounded self was taken to every relationship, and so part of emotional sobriety for me, and which is laid out in our literature, is to change that relationship with self and with others, where, you know, I'm a child of God, and I have something to offer, and I'm also a miracle with which I can have a happy life. I can change. I can love others, and I can accept love. So that's the workbook. And how are we doing on time?
I'll give you a hand.
Thank you. It really has been. I mean, this has been a great process. And both of these pieces of literature, there were a lot of people involved. And the fellowship text has really done well. The groups are really using them, reading them, and from what we hear, we're growing again. For many, many years, we had a great decline. You know, this convention used to be 1,500 people, and we're still here, though. That's what I hear. It used to be 1,500 people. This is not this is the core. The people who are in ACA today are those who want to be here and rebuild and work ACA. Well, you know, there's a lot of answers. I mean, there's a long answer to that, and I can visit with you afterwards, but I think that the short answer is that, you know, we had a lot of, we were new in the beginning, so that was cool, so everybody wanted to be in ACOA or ACA. Then you had a lot of authors and a lot of exposure in the media. And then when that moved on to something else, it kind of, the flow kind of died down, and then other things happened, the people who are here, though, are the one who want to be here and want to build on this marvelous program. In my opinion, ACA is the program for the 21st century. It's the one that gets at the hurt inner child, the original cause of addiction. And it's not the inner child that's the cause, but it's the trauma and neglect. And it is the parents doing the best they could, which in some cases was not very good at all. It was abusive, and it was... Soul damaging. Yes. Okay. We'll go into what time is it again? 8:45. We probably need, if y'all want to, we can talk afterwards with questions. We need to shut down probably if you want to buy some books, and also Scott has motioned to me that we also have the identity papers, and this is one of our first pieces of literature way back there that was written by Marty S. and the committee. And this lays the foundation for what ACA is and can be and what it addresses. So these are here as well.
Yeah, I
should add with.
So enjoy the convention, and there's where you can purchase the books if you so desire. Thank you.